The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. It is He who shall keep you safe. The Lord shall watch over your going out and your coming in, from this time forth forevermore. Please be seated. So, around 11:30 last night, I woke up and I was listening to the wind gusting outside. And as I lay there, I prayed a bit. I asked God to help me be a better shepherd, to help me be a better preacher. God asked, "How about now? I'm not doing anything, are you?" So for the next hour, together, we rewrote a chunk of what we are about to hear. I want you to think back to when you were 5 years old, maybe six. I grew up in southern Ohio, where the hickory trees were tall and the oak trees were fat. And during the summer, I would climb up in those trees, maybe a bit higher or a bit further out on the branches than I should have. And I might have gotten into a dilemma a couple of times. And if you find yourself in dire trouble, perhaps dangling from a tree branch 12 feet off the ground, who did you know could save you? Who was the one person who would never, ever let anything bad happen to you? Not so much by trust built upon experience, but by faith through a deep, loving bond. Your dad, your mom, your grandpa, your older brother. And maybe as a parent or grandparent, we have been in situations where we were the one person who was so desperately needed to rescue our child who was in dire distress. They needed us to be their infallible rock. Maybe we were there to catch them as they fell. Or maybe it was beyond our ability to prevent that disaster, and we had to watch helplessly. Maybe we felt like we had failed our children. I imagine God has felt that way many times. Maybe sometimes He could have intervened sooner, saved us from harming ourselves from our own foolishness. Abram loved God, and God loved Abram. God chose Abram because of his righteousness and nurtured that relationship. Out of all the descendants of Noah, God chose Abram to have a special relationship with him. He calls Abram to enter into a particular kind of relationship that will change the course of his life and the lives of his descendants forever. And it changes the course of our lives. God has a plan to rescue the world from sin and destruction. And that plan begins with one man, Abram. He promises to make from Abram a great nation, to bless and protect him, and ultimately to bring true and lasting blessing to the world through his children. To enter into that promise, Abram must do something daring, risking everything. He must leave everything he knows and put his complete trust in God. Without any hesitation, Abram went. He did exactly as the Eternal One asked him to do. He took with him his wife Sarah, his brother's son Lot, and all of their possessions. And when they reached Canaan, Abram kept going through it to a sacred place called Shechem, where the Oak of Moreh stood. God promised Abram many wonderful things. And Abram understood that God holds all of the cards. always. He realized that everything he possessed was a gift from God. He did not credit himself with any prowess or shrewdness in his dealing with others. He lives his every day as though the Eternal One would come to visit him that day. Wherever his travels took him and his family, one of the first things he always did was to build an altar and give thanks to God. His life is blessed by the Lord. When God was angry about the people of Sodom and their sinful ways, Abraham makes an extremely bold move. He begins to haggle with God over how many righteous people might be found in that city so as to dissuade the Lord from incinerating it. What if you find 50 good people? How about 45 good people? Maybe 30. What if you find 30? But this is no game. Abraham isn't bargaining with the peddler over the cost of his cloth or his salt. The lives of thousands of people hang in the balance. Abraham has followed God long enough and knows him well enough to stand confident as he presses and probes the extent of God's patience and mercy. An amazing relationship built of love, trust, honor, and devotion. God woos Abraham, enticing him with promises of always being there, always having his back. In return, Abraham promises to always place God first in his life and to honor his fellow man. Jesus woos us. Jesus wooed Nicodemus the Pharisee, challenging him to look beyond the law and to instead look deep within himself at the promise God had made to Abraham. He wooed Peter, James, and John with the promise of eternal life, not through love of ourselves as advocated by the serpent, but through true love of God and others, by accepting God as our loving creator and protector. Jesus entices us with his unfailing love and devotion to his Father, and with his passion for feeding and healing his brothers and sisters. He enchants us with his way of cutting through all of the BS, of calling us to task when we try to put ourselves first at the expense of others. What entices you? As we heard last Sunday, Mother Cynthia is enticed by a steaming cherry pie. It calls her name. Cynthia, you know you want me. Me, I love warm, chewy, fresh baked sourdough bread and a beautiful fettuccine carbonara, to my extreme delight and to my doctor's chagrin. Some people are enticed by the aroma of fresh brewing coffee in the early morning hours. What entices you? Who entices you? God is enticing you into a deeper relationship with him. What is God enticing you to do? Our mother Cynthia, God keeps calling her back to the Holy Land, enticing her with its powerful call. She has fallen in love with it. God is deep at work within her. Where will her faith journey lead? Me? For several years now, God has been trying to entice me into becoming a deacon. And it's something that I keep fighting because it's not a place I think I want to go. When people are in need, my dear Sharon is one of the first to stick her hand up. It's like God has a string attached around her wrist. My job is to strategically figure out the how. It is rarely if, but rather how and when we will respond. We are all enticed by God to raise our hands in faith and say, "We can do that." Sometimes it's hard not to just jump in. There are so many needs out there, so many of God's children in poverty and hunger, and so many good people wanting to make a difference. Feeding our neighbors in need, Saturday breakfasts, providing tents, hot meals, blankets, and coats to the residents of the perennial Tent City and Camp Unity homeless camps. Cooking and serving Maplewood Presbyterians Friday night dinners for homeless men and women in Linwood. We are getting to know several of the members of Maplewood Presbyterian and forming fast, trusting friendships. We are getting acquainted with several of the homeless guests. And we are getting to know a few of our fellow missionaries. Yes, missionaries, who know deep in their hearts what they have been called by Jesus to do. That's us. We volunteer to help provide free medical, vision, and dental care to over 4,000 impoverished men, women, and children every year at the Seattle King County Health Fairs. We take a stand for human rights, walking in the Women's March, walking in support of Alzheimer's research. We pledge to support this loving community. And we continue on this journey through Lent. Our Creator entices us to look inward at our relationship with Him and at our relationships with each other. Do we trust God to hold us up and nurture us? Do we wholeheartedly believe in the Lord's unconditional love? Do we dare to embark on whatever adventures we are being called to? Do we dare to love our neighbors as ourselves? This place in which we are sitting has an awesome presence. This is the temple of the Lord. God is holy. Therefore, we are holy. And therefore, this place is holy. The altar before us is a most sacred place. We don't come here to get our God card punched. We come here to be challenged, to be enticed, to be wooed. We come here to be in the presence of the Almighty, to bask in His holiness, to hear how He loves us and has our back always, to be enticed by the Lord to do ever greater things to the glory of His blessed name. We come to the table of the Lord to be at one with Him and with each other, to rejoice in what the Eternal One has blessed us with. This is a holy place indeed. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. It is He who shall keep you safe. The Lord shall watch over your going out and your coming in from this time forth forevermore.